Hello, legends. It's Amy Gerard here.
Instagram.
Insta-famous.
Let's go.
Okay, everybody, my next guest, I'm very excited for. You'll know her from all her work online, like genuinely very funny. Maybe one of her two podcasts, Beyond the Likes or Beyond the Chaos. She got a brand new book coming. It's called Strap Yourself In. Amy Gerard. Hello, Amy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Author, my goodness me. Who would have ever thought, huh?
To be honest, not me, but okay. I wear it, it's like an invisible badge, and I wear it very, with a lot of pride at the moment, so
yeah.
It's nice to just add that to my resume.
I'm really happy for you. So, I mean, I follow you online, I love your TikToks, like very funny, very relatable. If you're a mum or a parent, you'll know Amy's work, like you've got millions and millions of views. So, for people who don't know you, I mean, where did this start? How long have you been in the public eye? It sort of all happened really quickly for you.
Yeah, look, I was just your everyday Joe Blow mum who used to share all the highs and lows of parenting on Instagram is where it kind of really started. But it massively took off in COVID. We were all bored, shitless. Am I allowed to say the SH?
You've already done it. The show's been cancelled, so thank you. But no income now. No, of course. Say what you want.
Yeah. Everyone was, you know, obviously very bored. No one knew what to do with themselves. And so I was like, I'm going to just make funny skits.
Yeah.
And very self-deprecating, took the piss out of myself mainly, but then also my husband and just my kids. And I just kind of used to do like a tongue-in-cheek plays on parenting and whatnot. And that's kind of where all of the people came from. And then my community grew from there. And then from that little segue into a podcast and then another podcast, and then I was approached by Alan and Unwin and I was given the opportunity to write a book.
Wow.
Which, yeah, I thought, you know, I love writing. I love storytelling. I thought it would be somewhat of a walk in the park, and let me tell you, it was not.
Oh, I've had friends that have written books, like, hard. It takes, and you think, like, for people who don't know, I mean, you know, the majority of people are never going to write. Oh, I just got a hiccup as I was talking. Did you hear that, Grace? I felt like I was just choking. I just had a hiccup. That was the funniest thing in the world. Live radio, guys. I have a friend that wrote a book, and that you think it's all like the best thing in the world because you get a cash advance, like you get the money ahead of time. So was that what happened? They give you a big chunk and then say, write?
So they don't. So they give you an advance, but they basically like, oh, you could bill the first third when you start, the second third when you are basically almost finished, and then the final third when you finish and it goes out to publication. But like, it's not for me anyway, I wasn't like a big well-known name or anything like that. So the advance was decent considering I would never have written a book otherwise.
Yeah.
But it was still, if you work out the amount of hours that I spent on it, it was...
a casual shift at Kmart. You're a Christmas casual.
If not worse. Yeah,
yeah, right.
But look,
right.
It's not about the money. It's about wearing my author badge.
Well, what are some of the stories we're going to get in it? I mean, you've been very open about, you know, marriage, friendship, everything. Sex, everything. What's in the book?
Pretty much all of those things, but I also touch on like career and childhood and friendships and pregnancy, birth. It's basically all of the different seasons in life that I have gone through this far.
Oh, I love it. So you've got three kids, yeah?
Three kids, yep.
Oh my God. And do you miss like the single days? Like, be honest, do you miss having the, like, were your single days fun for you, Amy?
Oh, my single days were wild. And when I tell you, I really, really gave it a nudge in my 20s. Like, I lived overseas. I lived overseas for like 3 years. I partied a lot and traveled and went out all the time. And I really gave my 20s a good nudge. So when my kids did come along, I was like, you know what? I'm sweet. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. I also may have died if I just kept up the...
Yeah.
Behavior that I was doing. So I don't miss single life. I don't miss not having children because I make sure that I still maintain a balance. So I'm all in when I'm in mum mode, and I'm all in when I'm working, but then I'm all in when I'm going out on the weekend with my girlfriend.
Totally. And I love it. And you still do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I am a huge advocate for it. Like, I'm always going to be championing mums who create balance in their life and make sure that they don't lose who they are as a woman just because they have a child.
I love that. And how's everything with your partner? Sex is good? You're happy? Like, everything's going good?
Sex is great. Listen, there was a little bit of a period there where my libido, it just took off.
Yep.
I had 3 kids in 4 years. I shared this on the Today Extra about sex was like feeding a tic-tac to a whale after having 3 kids in close succession.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And David was like, is your husband? You've just referred to his penis as a tic-tac.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. Highs and lows, as there is in all seasons. But no, our sex life is great at the moment.
Great. Well, no, you talk so open about it. I thought, well, as someone, you know, as a busy mom and you're working, you've got kids, yeah. I've always wondered if it's good, but it's bounced back. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. And look, I used to share like on my platform that like for a good year after most of my children, like I wasn't interested. I was not.
Yeah.
The person that could really arouse me was like the courier guy or the post office guy dropping off packages for my online shopping addiction.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, very normal, very relatable.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that and more, strap yourself in. A memoir of motherhood, dance floors, and all the mayhem in between. Amy Gerard, so nice to meet you and have you on the show. I mean, good luck with
thank
all the pods and the book success, author.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course, anytime. All right, guys, stand by. Back after this on The Night Show on KISS.